This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monkeypox is making the rounds. It's a big farewell on Saturday Night Live. Are you paying attention to Saturday Night Live anymore? Jiffy peanut butter, don't do it. I'm going to tell you why. Baby formula and the military, they have to make a special delivery. And would you believe Gen Xers say political activism should be acceptable on a resume? I thought it was we can't talk about politics and religion anymore because we live in the big bad world of cancel, cancel, cancel. Do you get canceled when you're looking for a job when you're politically active? Gen Xers and Gen Zers especially say, hell no, that shouldn't happen. I'm Kate Delaney, just another day in paradise. Here in the U.S., hope you had a fabulous weekend. Thanks for joining us. Let's jump on, first of all, the glaring headline that I saw about baby formula. And, you know, shelves have really been bare. It's been a struggle for parents with new babies especially. So the formula did, this big shipment did come from Europe on a military plane, a cargo plane, coming from overseas because of this critical shortage in the U.S. You know, February 17th recall by Abbott Lab really threw a monkey wrench into everything. The closing of their manufacturing plant in Sturgis, Michigan, during this investigation by the FDA, has created this snafu of epic proportions as far as infant formula shortages. And if you've had an infant, or if you have an infant, you know how critical that is. And this is only the first step, right? They got to look at every single opportunity they can to ramp up this supply. I mean, this is a small percentage. 17,000 children in the country are going to benefit from this particular formula that came in. Remember, it was President Joe that last week talked about stockpiling these empty shelves with 1.5 million containers of Nestle specialty infant formulas. So he had to invoke, and I think he should have done it sooner, the Cold War Era Defense Production Act. You know about that. We've talked about that before, to help ramp up these supplies. So the White House now is saying a second flight carrying formula would leave an Air Force base, Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany in the next couple of days, and that Abbott and another baby formula maker are the first companies that have this priority status for the raw supplies, what they need under this now Defense Production Act. So that's good news for anybody with an infant. What a panic that would be. You're not thinking that's going to happen. If everything that's going on in the world, and of course there are supply chain woes and problems, but you're not thinking when you have your baby that there's not going to be any formula. What do I do? There's not going to be formula. So pretty tough for a lot of families. In fact, the other part of this is price gouging, right? Supply and demand, baby. You want your baby to get formula. There's a good chance they could have to battle, or you could have to battle through crazy prices. Well, the New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, over the weekend declared a state of emergency to prevent price gouging, thinking this is going to happen. Because there's going to be retailers that are going to capitalize on this. They're going to jack up the prices to whatever they want to jack them up to because they know they hold the cards. So I think that's a good thing for what it's worth. Monkeypox. This is really a scary, wicked thing to get if you have seen any of the photos of it. It's like a hole with just brown awfulness is coming out of a hole in your hand or in some other part of your body. It looks like it could be something else. But now the Florida Department of Health is looking into a presumptive case of monkeypox. They think they have it in Broward County. So it's related to international travel. The person's isolated, and there haven't been any other cases, but how were they exposed to the virus? Because supposedly the risk is relatively low, but there's been an outbreak of monkeypox, which had rarely happened outside of Africa in a bunch of different nations, including the United States. The very first case in the U.S., we talked about it last week, was in Massachusetts. And then there was somebody in New York that tested positive for it on Friday. So here's what I like. We're told, like, oh, it's so rare. We've heard this before, right? It's so rare. I would be scared out of my mind if I got monkeypox. It's so rare. It doesn't spread. And then here comes the, it's something that everybody should be concerned about. That's what the president said on Sunday. So we should be concerned about it, but don't worry because you're probably not going to get it. Like I said, we've heard that before. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've got a health advisory on monkeypox that's out. It's been out for the last couple of days, and they're looking into this case in Broward County. And it's, I'll tell you what, it causes fatigue, fever, body aches, chills, and this rash, and it's these lesions that are awful. So these are some of the things you could look forward to if you got monkeypox. But don't worry, because it's very rare, except for if you happen to get it. Okay, tell us more, right? Once again, we live in the world of figure it out. Find out as much as you can. Is there any chance? Who do you know? What's happened? Is it really something we should panic? Maybe we shouldn't panic right now, but I think that we still need a cheat sheet. We need to know as much as possible about this so we can protect ourselves just in case it's not what everybody thinks. Because a lot of times it's not what everybody thinks in the medical world, and then that changes. Details emerge, something becomes more apparent than it was before. And like I said, I saw those lesions on a couple of the hands and a neck of somebody, and that's definitely something I wouldn't want to wake up to. Jif peanut butter. Now, I get the other brand, the Skippy, but Jif and Skippy, they're, to me, I'm sure over the years I've probably had both, but they've got a recall going on, so you have to look at your peanut butter jars. If you at all stuff a peanut butter jar in a cupboard somewhere, and it's only occasionally when you get that hankering for peanut butter, you know, you don't want to be touching this thing where the outbreak happens and you don't realize it, because there's been like 14 people, a couple of hospitalizations that have had these cases, Arkansas and Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Missouri, Ohio, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. So it's interesting, in Florida, which is where I am, in the Tampa St. Pete area, I was in a Target today, and somebody was getting Jif, and it wouldn't go through, and it wouldn't go through, and it wouldn't get through. And the woman who was in front of me, she was there with her husband, and she said, she was talking about, well, I wanted to get this, and I told her, you know what, you might want to get a different peanut butter. And she said, what? And I told her about it. So, you know, this happens, but 14 illnesses so far reported because of that. Another thing you don't want to get. Not a good thing when you get salmonella. A lot of people get severely, severely ill. Man cave. Oh, we have some things to talk about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Man Cave plus Woe Man Cave, whatever. I'm not being sexist, so plenty of women are welcome in this cave. If you like sports and you want to talk about sports, it was a good weekend for sports. Not if you're a Mavericks fan. We're in the NBA playoffs, and the dominating Golden State Warriors win in Dallas 109-100. So they lead that series 3-0. You know, one of the best players in the NBA is Steph Curry, and you know, it doesn't take a genius to know that if you've watched any NBA. I mean, he's brilliant at what he does. But I think because so much focus a lot of times goes on LeBron James and maybe some other players, and if you think 2 years ago, once again the Golden State Warriors won another championship, you can't forget about Steph Curry. I mean, there's a reason why advertisers love him, and he was very dominant in the game. Not just Steph Curry, because he was surrounded by a cast of players who stepped up. Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, all three of them had 77 points combined, 23 boards and 16 assists. And for the Mavericks, shots were not falling. It was not a great shooting night for the Dallas Mavericks, and they paid the price for that. So the Warriors are within one win of another landing in the NBA Finals, where they could close out this series coming up on Tuesday. So they would face either the Celts or the Miami Heat. But, you know, there is Game 4. It's never happened in the NBA ever in the history, ever. Let me say that again. Ever. That a team has been down 3-0 and they've come back to win the series. But, you know, stranger things have happened. There's an unreal, unbelievable, cool shot. And even if you're not a fan of the great game of the NBA, it's worth looking this up on your Google machine or whatever search engine. I'll tell you what, it was a Superman shot, and it was Andrew Wiggins, and it was unreal, his dunk-a-lunch, and what he did in this incredible move, like I said, is so worth looking at. That's all I'm going to say. Do Andrew Wiggins, unreal, crazy shot, and it was like a shot I saw one time, the first time I saw LeBron James play, and everybody was talking about LeBron James. Oh, his vertical leap. Oh, gosh, he just leaps over so many players, and he just jams it in the net. It's incredible when he makes those shots, and I saw it, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like he was a rocket, and I'm not kidding, and went up in the air and went flying down right there on the rim, boom, in. And Wiggins had a shot very much like that. It reminded me so much of LeBron James. Speaking of talking about LeBron James, so there you go. And we'll see what happens on the other side of things with Boston and Miami. That series, rather, is a much more, it looks to be anyway, a much more competitive series than the Mavericks and the Warriors, unfortunately, for the Mavericks, because they had an incredible run in beating the Phoenix Suns. But like I said, the Warriors, they really have it clicking on all cylinders. The Celts, by the way, have to pony it up and win another one on their home floor, because Miami does lead that series 2-1. Boston is favored by 6.5 points on the Monday showdown in the East, Game 4, between those two clubs. So for the Celts, they'll be looking for their superstars to be able to step up that production, like Jason Tatum, who I remember watching him at Duke. He's like an unstoppable train when he gets in the paint and gets loose. We'll see. And that's that with the NBA. Now, what else is going on that's worth talking about? And I'll tell you what it is. Golf. I watched part of this too, and wow, hats off to Justin Thomas, who won the PGA title in a 3-hole playoff. I mean, what a rally, because he looked like he was going to have a good payday, but boy, oh boy, he made some incredible putts. Incredible. He was 7 shots behind 6 players ahead of him in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on this awesome course, Southern Hills. And the way it played out, the final hour, incredible clutch putts, unimaginable what happened to Mito Pereira, who looked like he was going to have this from end to end. But he made the shots he had to make, and finally tapped in for the title, and just, wow, just joy and probably disbelief in his face. That's what it looked like. And he said, I was asked early in the week what lead is safe, and I said, no lead. I can't believe I found myself in a playoff. So he closed with a 3-under, 67, so that was enough for a playoff. And here the 27-year-old from Chile, in his first PGA championship, never trailed all day, drove into a creek, made a double bogey on the 18th hole to finish 1 shot behind. And there hadn't been a playoff in a major since the 2017 Masters. So it was actually really thrilling. And I watched a big chunk of that. And Thomas had gone 14 months since his last win. So it was a big, big win for him. And I love what he said. No lead is safe. Right? If you had put money on him at the sports book, he was 14-1 to win the PGA Championship. If you were in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, so they were pretty long. I mean, at one point, 28-1. So that's pretty exciting stuff, I would say, for him. And it was fun to watch big chunks of that, right? If only I could hit shots like some of those guys can hit, because it's a great game to play, but it is so frustrating. It is so, so frustrating. Horse racing. It was the Preakness. Epicenter was a 6-5 favorite for the Preakness, right? There's been so much conversation about, you know, the Triple Crown and what's happening with a slew of these horses that, you know, that were in the money, and then suddenly they aren't in the money. But early voting won and outpaced the favorite and the Kentucky Derby runner-up. So Chad Brown, the trainer, and owner Seth Clareman took the took it all the way to the barn, so to speak. The horse had enough qualifying points to run in the Kentucky Derby, but they skipped it, figuring they'd have a better chance in Baltimore because the field would be smaller and maybe more fatigued. And they were right. They were right. I mean, the owner of this horse grew up a few blocks from that Pimlico race course in Baltimore. And so how about that? The fact that, you know, the horse ends up winning the Preakness had to be like a, like almost a childhood dream. What a huge win. And just went down the stretch, led Epicenter to the finish line for the 147th Preakness. And for Jose Ortiz, who had the mount on the horse, it was his fourth career race. Big to win the Preakness, no matter if it's not going to be a Triple Crown kind of season, it's still one of the biggies. And then you have one left, Belmont, which is in New York. I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show that like horse racing because you've told me. So you go to local tracks, there's some of you that have local tracks. So good for you. Good for you. And if you're an Indy 500 fan, how about Scott Dixon? Fifth career pole with a track record, just average of 234 miles, .46. That's what he was, miles per hour. Saving, some would say, the best for last at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Wow. Consistency, that's what won it for him. Consistency is the key at the Brickyard. Closing the man cave, fair or foul, on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first international shipment of baby formula will soon be available to help ease a nationwide shortage.
It would take approximately 2 weeks for the normal commercial process to work. As a result of the United States military's involvement, we're going to get this here in a matter of days.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the first batch from Operation Fly Formula landed in Indiana Sunday aboard an Air Force C-17 cargo plane from Germany. more of your tax dollars heading to Ukraine. The United States is sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip to Asia. The president is now in Japan on the second leg of his first trip to Asia since taking office. This is USA Radio News. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the Biden administration has been slow to respond to economic woes and high inflation.
The expectation is that whoever the president is gets ahead of the problems rather than behind the problem.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. AAA reporting the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.59 a gallon. The FDA is recalling certain The FDA is recalling certain types of peanut butter.
The FDA says it's looking into a multi-state salmonella outbreak linked to Jif peanut butter products. The likely point of origin for the infections that broke out among five people has been traced to a J.M. Smucker facility in Lexington, Kentucky. The company has voluntarily recalled a number of Jif products in the U.S. on Friday. On Saturday, it announced that it would do the same for products sold in Canada due to potential contamination. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, once again, it's the time that we invite Jeremy Paulson on the airwaves with us for another edition of Fair or Foul.
Signal fair.
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there. Fakes on a fair. What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Jeremy, hello.
Hello.
So I was thinking about this today because a lot of banks are pushing this. Which is better for you? Do you find it foul or fair? Just take a photo of a check, boom, and it gets put into your account. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go to an ATM. You don't have to go inside a bank. You don't have to do any of that. Or are you old school and you'd rather just go to the bank, go to the ATM, and do whatever you would normally have done just a few years ago?
I go to the bank and ATM and put it in so they have a copy of it. My old landlord used to just put the checks in with his phone. But it's just, like, how can they tell us a real check, like, that way? I don't know.
Because they have a picture of it with the signatures and everything on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, or they wouldn't be able to do that. But I agree with you, which is weird, because I like technology, and I use Venmo and other, you know, PayPal, Venmo, whatever, other methods of paying. And some people won't even do that. But I like the idea of it going to the bank and doing that. If I was completely strapped for time, I guess I would do the other, but I agree with you.
It just seems a little sus to me. I mean, they had that facial recognition for the IRS, and that caused a huge thing. I just feel like taking a picture of something seems a little sus to me.
Seems a little off.
Yeah, sus. Suspect.
Yeah, a little sus. I totally get you. I'm the same way. I bet people listening to us are the same way. Now, here's where I draw the line, though. I'm not writing checks at the grocery store. Are you writing checks and holding up the line at the grocery store?
No. You shouldn't.
No, that's annoying, right?
Yeah.
If someone's pulling out, what, a check?
Do they even take checks at the...
They do.
Really?
if somebody, if right now you could be in a line somewhere and somebody's writing a check, that it's yes, and there are lots of people, especially older people, that do it. I mean, you'd be surprised. I've been in lines where people, I think they're just gonna have a revolt when they see someone pull out a checkbook, and I've seen it happen, and it's always, oh, who do I make the check out to? Are you kidding? You're here in the grocery store, and it turns into kind of a big thing.
Well, nowadays they even have the thing on your phone. I got it last time where you can just literally pay with your phone. You don't even need a card anymore.
Right.
Like, you just hold your phone up and it just registers it and done.
Right. Right. They just do that. And actually, it's pretty safe. I mean, nothing is 100%, but it's pretty safe. Pretty safe. Okay, so
they're going to come out with some hacking device that they're just going to be able to hold up to your phone and then get all the information. Like,
yeah.
That's the downfall of technology.
Yeah, I wish I had real statistics on that, not fake statistics. But what are the chances in our lifetime that you won't be a victim of a hack at some point? Any point, your email, anything. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, because you can mix music, right? You can hold your phone up, and then someone holds their phone and gets all their music off of it, like your music share thing. Like, what makes it... They're going to come out with a device that they can do the same thing. They're going to just hold it up to your phone and steal everything. It's like,
oh, yeah. There's ways to do things that we don't even know. And since I've been the victim of Russian hackers, I completely understand that it's very possible. Here's what I would say to anybody out there. If you can, always use two-step, even though it's a pain in the rear end, use two-step authentication.
Right. Yep.
Because it's harder. Could they hack that? Maybe, but very rarely. I've never heard of anything with where they've hacked it with two steps. So smart to do that, I think. Definitely. For you, when you know, everybody always talks about, what would you do if you won the lottery? If you won $1 million, if you won $20 million, if you won $100 million, what would you do? But here's the thing, you got to play. And if you were going to play the lottery, would you play the regular tickets that you get the numbers? I mean, even if you just get a couple, they spit them out of the machine, you know what I'm talking about? It's the Saturday drawing or the Tuesday drawing or whatever it is for the various lotteries. Or would you do a scratch-off?
I love scratch-offs, but isn't the big money in the ones that have the numbers that come out? So you just say random numbers and they just... Isn't that where the big money is? Powerball
sometimes
stuff?
It is, but here's the thing. People win more with scratch-offs.
Right.
They win more. Like, I've talked to lottery people before, and here's the deal, though. They're not getting, like, the $2 scratch-offs. They're getting the $20 scratch-off.
Yeah.
And more people win big money, decent money with that than they do on the numbers. But you're right. Whenever they have these huge, crazy jackpots and you start to hear about them, it's the printed numbers. It's the lottery, the regular straight-up lottery, not the scratch-off.
I actually worked at a gas station, and I don't remember, there was the old saying, I was like, every 7 is a winner. So it's like you would, like, count. Like
really? Every 7?
I don't remember. It was something like that. I don't know exactly, but it was funny.
Oh. Would you rather be, and of course you don't want to be in any of these, but Mother Nature has a wicked sense of humor, and when you move around or just even the area where you live, you can be the victim of some nasty weather. Would you rather go through a tornado or a hurricane?
I've never been in a hurricane, and I've been in a lot of tornadoes. I don't like them. I've been in the road. My biological dad worked on vehicles. We were working on a tractor, taking a tire off the tractor, and literally, like, above us, a funnel cloud started, and we were, like, freaking out. So we left the tractor, like, not, like, the tire was completely off, but we were, like, getting out of there, and then had to drive, like, an hour in a tornado. And then I was at my grandma's house in a tornado, and the house felt like it was going to get ripped out of the ground. And then I was also in a trailer park with a tornado. I've been in a lot of tornadoes. I've been in like 5 tornadoes.
Like
camping ground. That was
horrible. You've been in the worst places for these tornadoes.
Yeah, our camper literally started like coming, like not turning over, but you could feel it like lifting. So we ran down to the bathrooms, which is the concrete, you know, bathrooms.
Oh.
And we just sat there during the tornado.
Oh, that's
scary. And, of course, us being stupid high school kids, we ran out of alcohol, so we two of us went and did a beer run.
Okay, yeah, we got to get some beer. What are we going to do?
Running
right?
to the camper. It was horrible.
Well, you know, over the weekend there was an EF3 tornado. This happened because of weird weather variables all wreaking havoc at the same time, and in this Michigan town, it killed two people, injured 44. So just like you're saying, how you look up and then suddenly life has changed and it's different. And this is what happened in Michigan, a giant funnel cloud, and it stayed on the ground and was just ripping through the town. And that's a lot, injuring 44 people and then killing two. And you know,
no joke.
Gaylord was the name of the place, and they said it was just like a train. It sounded like a train was coming through.
Yeah, they're no joke. They're no joke.
Oh, 140-mile-an-hour winds. I've been through both, but the tornado experience is not quite like yours at all. And hurricane, we had warning. We had ample warning to get out, and we did. So it was a different feeling because we're gone. I mean, we had to scramble and get out. But, and it's just as sad and deadly and all of that, but at least you usually have some warning. So if you heed the warnings, I think what happens with hurricanes, though, is people get hurricane weary and they say, oh, no, I'm just going to stay, and then it is a big hurricane. But with tornadoes, it's just what you said. All of a sudden you look up and the weather's changed and there's a funnel above you.
Yeah, it's a big difference, like, because a hurricane, you know it's coming, because it's a big storm system. You're like, it's coming, you guys should leave, you can leave the area. But in a tornado, it's like, it's a severe storm. That's all you know, it's a severe storm. That they don't know anything else, except it's a severe thunderstorm and high winds, you know, careful, something could happen, you know?
Right.
But you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. You have no way to know. Burger or hot dog? Around me, a lot of people are having barbecues, and I think mostly they have both. But for you, you can only pick one. What would you pick?
I'm not going to pick one because I like them both.
I can't pick one. I like them both.
Okay, I like them both. You got to have one of each where you get your barbecue plate. You have one of each, right? That's how you have one of each, you know, sides and stuff, but you have one of each.
Okay, one of each. I think when I was a kid, I would have been a one of each. But I got to tell you something. My brother told me this. I want you to know this. Eating a hot dog, they say, could take 36 minutes off your life. They did a study, and they say that it's 61 grams of processed meat.
It is. I would say, for sakes of the segment, I would say the hamburger.
So now I'm going to say hamburger.
No,
and this
I love
was actually
burgers. Burgers are amazing.
Yeah, burgers are amazing. This was research done at the University of Michigan that a single hot dog could take 36 minutes of your life off. Just based on what's in there, the things that are in there, what it does to your body. Mm-hmm. And then I think all these people in these hot dog eating contests, Joey Chestnut, etc., the Black Widow, and they're all so thin, half of them. Everybody thinks they're giant people, but they're not. And they're swallowing all those hot dogs. Oh,
any
terrible
food competition, I'm like, oh, how can you do that?
I don't know.
They go to these, you know, restaurants for the challenges and stuff. It's like, oh, I can't do that. I can't know.
No, I can't do it either. I've watched them, and it amazes me. But I don't, I mean, how, if they ring a bell and I have to eat a bunch of food like that, I could not, I would be the worst. I would be the last. I would get the last place.
I'd be the one puking at the end.
Me too. I'd be like, get out of my way. I can't do it. It's awful. All right, another one in the books, Fair or Foul. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, I did the bicycle thing thanks to that Queen's tune. Listening to Queen and hearing that brings back a good memory from earlier in the day. I was on the Pinellas Trail, it's called, and it is this bike route that can take an average of 15 hours and 46 minutes to complete, but it's almost 50 miles long point to point. From Tarpon Springs, Florida, through St. Petersburg, Florida. And I decided with my nephew and Hubs, you know, that Sunday thing where you say, I am going to do this. So we did not do that. We just did a chunk of it, a little bit of it. And the route we decided to take had four giant hills on it. I'm telling you, I was cranking up those legs. You know what I'm saying? When you haven't been on a bike in a while. And you're just cruising along. You just want it, please, Lord, just let it be flat. Just let it have a flat trail. No. I mean, shooting straight up into the air. Boom, one hill. And then you see another hill not too far away. Oh, and there's just yet another hill. I thought, wow, is this ever going to end, these hills? And here's the thing. Then when you turn around, you got to go do them again. Right? So, yeah. It was fun, though. It was fun. It was fun to do it. It's an unobstructed ride. There may be, if you get off in some areas, there's like a few stoplights, but mostly you're going through sanctuaries and all these cool areas. So I just had to get that in there. I was a weekend warrior for once. It's been a long, long time since I could say I was a weekend warrior, but I was a weekend warrior. How much of the 50 miles did we do? Well, it took 50 minutes, and we did 8.5 miles. So I think the average of 15 hours and 46 minutes, you are booking if you're doing that. I mean, you have got to be booking if you're doing that. I mentioned this thing about the study of Gen Zers. Gen Xers a little bit in this crew, too, but really Gen Zers. 46% of Gen Z say including political activism on somebody's resume should become more acceptable. This was a study done by Sky Nova. You're saying, what, Sky Nova? 28.9% of employers say the opposite. The study surveyed these Gen Z employees and employers in the U.S., and they presented them with a series of questions, including attention check and disqualification questions and that whole kind of thing. And the study concluded that 47.2% of employers felt that no form of social activism or movements is ever acceptable on a resume. 49% of employers say it's vital to become aware of social justice movements important to employees, compared to 37.1% of Gen Zers who say the same, and 55.3% of them are much more likely to want to add political activities to their resume, including volunteering for social justice orientation. So here's the thing. Like, employers view being anti-vaccine as the top political view that automatically disqualifies a job applicant. Why would they say that? Because if they have a policy of vaccination, well, they know they're not going to hire them. So they're out if that's disqualifies them. And the Gen Zers said the most thing they were likely to include was equality. So pretty interesting. I'm surprised because, and should it be that way? I mean, if you are seriously politically active and that is a passion of yours, I'm saying like you're going to protests, peaceful protests, and you're part of organizations. I don't know. Should that disqualify you? Well, it depends on the employer. Obviously, from what we've seen, depends on who the employer is. Because then what do they perceive you as? Are you going to be a troublemaker in another area? And would they label you, not to your face, certainly, but would they label you as a troublemaker? It is an interesting question, and that's why I brought it up. Because there is the thing called cancel culture, after all, right? So if you're politically active and it skews toward what the company wants, well, maybe that's one thing. But what if you're politically active and it doesn't skew in their direction? And that's pretty easy to tip a scale in a different way. Just saying. And would you put that on a resume versus your skills? Like, here's what you want. Here's what I do. I'm an auditor. I'm a math geek. So I know how to code. I know how to do this. Or I'm a coder. I'm a this. I'm a that. How much of whatever else you are about would you put on there? Right? Mm. Saturday Night Live has new alums that don't really have to put a resume together. I think people know them in the comedy world. Kate McKinnon is said goodbye to Saturday Night Live. She's been there since 2012. Adi Bryant, since 2012, said goodbye. Kyle Mooney, 2013. And Pete Davidson, who's now famous for dating Kim Kardashian right now, 2014, they all have decided to leave Saturday Night Live. Seems like they have such a big cast that maybe some of them slip by you. I think the funniest of all of those, I think Pete Davidson is clever. I think actually all of them have their moments, but Kate McKinnon was pretty funny, the things that I've seen her do. Now, I'm not a regular watcher of that show, but the times that I've tuned in here and there, and plus seeing her on other things, I think she has that comedic timing thing. And Pete Davidson is just real. He had a father who was killed in 9/11. He was a fireman, and he is just who he is, and he puts it all out there. And I think that's inspiring. And he did some interesting bits on his time on Saturday Night Live. And I think he was very, very clever. So there you go. And you think Saturday Night Live, were you ever somebody who watched that iconic show? Or were you just like, meh, you were just not, you just, you know, didn't do it. And it's been around since 1975. Think about that, longevity, 46 seasons. That's a long time, isn't it? 46 seasons, for goodness sake. That's longer than how many marriages? That's crazy. Obviously, here at the end of the show, a little quick hits, a little bit of what I call odds and ends. I started off the show telling you about that horrible monkeypox that was spotted in Florida. And now there's questions about, is there an outbreak happening? Should we be worried? What does it all mean? Are we spiraling again toward another disease? And the answer is, we're in a holding pattern. But it's scary when you see what it does to people, that's for sure. Especially with the lesions are terrible on some of the people that have gotten it. In this Jersey Shore town, they're not worried about monkeypox. They're worried about chaos in Long Branch, New Jersey, because hundreds descended for a TikTok beach party and fights broke out in the sweltering heat over the weekend on Saturday. So they had an emergency curfew that they had to put in place because of those fights, and the police had to break up the crowds. It was just giant, giant, giant crowds, massive crowd that they were trying to do this TikTok deal. And footage shows wild scenes at this sort of beach party, beachfront pop-up party. And there were a bunch of videos that were slapped up on social media, Twitter, and other places where you could see people running. And so there is a curfew that was in effect all the way through Sunday. The poor Long Branch Police Department, all because of a whole TikTok deal. They had a very, very long night. That party started at midnight. Started at 12 noon, but no end time was ever given. So people decided to hang around and drink it all up and soak it all up, if you know what I mean. Music Means, that's the end of this hour. Thanks to all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.